Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Dennis Genpo Morzel's great book, Big Mind, Big Heart.
A dysfunctional company. Quote, each of us has innumerable voices or aspects within us. To get a clearer picture of how they operate, think of yourself for a moment as a large corporation with many, many employees. How many? Nobody knows. It's a little bizarre. We went out and randomly hired all these folks for our company, and we neglected to tell them what their jobs were. We also neglected to tell them their titles or job descriptions. If that weren't bad enough, we didn't even tell them who they work for, what the name of the company is, and who the boss is. Then we said, go to work. Now, what kind of company is that? End quote. Can you picture that? Yikes. As Genpo says, quote, a company where nobody knows their job title, job description, what they're supposed to be doing, is going to be a company in suffering, in shambles, end quote. And so is a human being with so many voices running around all out of control, huh? Enter the big mind process. Genpo continues, quote, now what we're going to do is interview each employee of the company, not all of them, but one at a time. We'll do a limited number of key employees. We'll interview each of them. We'll get their perspectives on what they do, and we'll clarify their job title and their job description. We'll tell them this is what we want them to do for the company, because this is what they were hired to do. Eventually, we'll introduce them to the CEO of the company. End quote. Brilliant. That's the big mind process. Genpo basically leads us through a systematic dialogue with a number of our key employees to get a sense of who they are, what they do, and what's important to them, while we clarify their roles and create a healthy org chart where everyone knows who does what and who's in charge. And here's what we discover through that process. Quote, my understanding is that every aspect of the self, every voice, has its own innate wisdom. That if we would simply allow every voice to be heard, to be appreciated, and to be honored, we as human beings would live a much healthier, happier, and joyful life. That by denying or suppressing any aspect, we are creating a problem both for the self and for others. End quote.